So you thought of I see I've worked on the premise that the background stuff and the stuff about her mother and her childhood, it had such a ring of truth to
A
it
lot of
that
that, it was true. Her mother was a horror. She was a terror, and she was deranged. There's no question of that. She made her life absolutely miserable. And she kept committing her and recommitting her, which was a horror. Now, a lot of that stuff in there is whitewashed because naturally it was written in the first person, and I guess you're going to do that. Because Frances was very, very obstreperous, and there were times when she was dangerous, in the famous psychiatric phrase, to herself and to others. And so she had to be restrained. On the other hand, there must have been some seed of something within her, because she did get out. And after that, she did manage to lead a reasonably, not quite so horrendous a life. Mm-hmm. It was a reasonably rational life. She was very erratic. She was, Frances, of course, always insisted that she was not an alcoholic. She was a total alcoholic. Indeed, she was an alcoholic. The story about drugs, which was rampant during the period of her first incarceration, I think probably was not true. I think it was not an habitual thing. And it was not the heavy drugs. It was all the ups and downs and what we know today as amphetamines and that kind of sleeping pills and that kind of thing. I don't think, there was a rumor for a long time that she was a drug addict, but I don't think that was true. Her brother and sister were also horrors. Now, when she died, when Frances died, her sister maintained that there was a big estate there someplace. And she made life absolutely hell for the woman who wrote that book. Because she insisted that there was a great deal of money and that this woman was hiding it. That there was a big estate. That Frances had made millions, which wasn't true at all. She made only 18 films in her whole lifetime. Mm-hmm. She was on her way to being a very big star. She would have been had she not gone off the deep end. Mm-hmm. No question of it.